ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरयेत् नाश्रयेष्वदेशो नित्यं भगवते सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके एते च सकलापुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं रीति अन्ते युगे युगे So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, 14th chapter, text number 22 and 23. Text number 23 is mentioned on the board, so I will read text number 22, and then together we will recite text number
घृतं मे वीरभक्षांशान् निक्षेत्वं यत्र मैथुनात् विवासासं तत्तथेति प्रतिपेदे महामनां
Translation, Urvashi said, My dear hero, only preparations made in ghee, clarified butter, will be my eatables. And I shall not want to see you naked at any time, except at the time of sexual intercourse. The great-minded king, Pururava, accepted these proposals. Text number 23.
Aho rupam maho bhava Naraloka vimohanam Kona sevita manujo Devim tvam svayam agatam
Aho Wonderful Rupam Beauty Aho Wonderful Bhava Posters Naraloka In human society or on the planet Earth Vimohan Vimohanam So attractive Ta Who Na Not Sevita Can accept Manuja Among human beings Devim A demigoddess Tvam Like you Swayam Agatam, who has personally arrived. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. O Pururava, Pururava replied, O beautiful one, your beauty is wonderful and your gestures are also wonderful. Indeed, you are attractive to all human society. Therefore, since you have come of your own accord from the heavenly planets, who on earth would not agree to serve a demigoddess such as you, purport? It appears from the words of Urvashi that the standard of living, eating, behaving and speech are all different on the heavenly planets from the standards on this planet Earth. The inhabitants of the heavenly planets do not eat such abominable things as meat and eggs. The monkeys. Everything they eat is prepared in clarified butter. Nor do they like to see either man or woman naked except at the time of sexual intercourse. To live naked or almost naked is uncivilized. But on this planet Earth, it has now become fashionable to dress half naked, and sometimes those like hippies live completely naked. Indeed, there are many clubs and societies for this purpose. Such conduct is not allowed, however, on the heavenly planets. The inhabitants of the heavenly planets, aside from being very beautiful, both in complexion and bodily features, are well-behaved and long-living, and they eat first-class food in goodness. These are some of the distinctions between the inhabitants of the heavenly planets and the inhabitants of Earth. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sabadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yatapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Ritam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Satam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishagan Vidamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Brishabanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here, in this chapter, the kings of the Chandravamsa, the moon dynasty, are described. In previous chapter, the kings of the Suryavamsa, the Sun Dynasty, were described. And as we know, so that Swami Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, is considered to have appeared in the Chandravamsa, in the Moon Dynasty, although he's the source of everything. And Bhagavan Sri Ram, he appeared in the Suryavamsa, in the Sun Dynasty, although is the Supreme Lord too, Purushottam, and actually the source of the material creation, being non different from Krishna and different also. So these great kings, they were mostly devotees of the Lord, and they were following the Vedic literatures. They were taking guidance from the Gurujans, from the spiritual master, from the Brahmanas, and from the parents, how to properly execute their duty, their spiritual duties, and the duties according to Vana Ashram. Here specifically, one king is mentioned, King Pururava, a great king. At the same time as described here, he had some material desires. So we should understand in this material world that everyone who has come to this material world is conditioned by the three modes of material nature. Of course, the Supreme Lord Himself is appearing in this world and is completely aloof. He is the source of everything, like Krishna, the different expansions of the Lord. Krishna is the source of everything, all spiritual material worlds and of all incarnations. Ete cham sa kalapam sam Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So although the material world is coming from Krishna, it is simultaneously non-different from Krishna, but it is different. Achinta beda beda tattva. So Krishna is the source of material world, but is aloof from this material world, from the three modes of material nature. All the incarnations of the Lord are transcendental. Similarly, the pure devotees, the eternal associates of the Lord, are always engaged in the service of the Lord. They are known as Nitta Mukta, Nitta Siddha. So sometimes they may come to this material world with the Lord, and also sometimes the Lord is sending them for the purpose of delivering the fallen conditioned souls. These great personalities are also never conditioned by the most material nature. Whereas everyone else who is coming in this material world is conditioned by the most material nature. And they are known as Nitta Badha, Anadi Badha, since time immemorial conditioned. But they are eternal servants of Krishna, but they are in the conditioned state. So many of these personalities, they are great souls, but at the same time, they were still conditioned. And therefore, they had many times difficulties. Many of them, they were aware that the goal of life is to enter the spiritual kingdom. But being in this material world, so it is not so easy, being in the conditioned state, to become completely free from the three modes of material nature. Even knowing the goal of life, knowing the process, knowing what to do and what not to do. But because the modes of material nature are very strong, so therefore many times you can see that great personalities have difficulties. As it was just also described that great demigod Soma, so he just abducted the wife of Brihaspati, the priest of the demigods. And we have heard many others, like even Lord Indra, many times he has some problem and is attracted to some women and having some intercourse also with wives of sages, which is highly improper, and then he has to, of course, bear the consequences. There's a reaction. Even if one is a powerful personality, but if he's doing something wrong, so he will have to bear the reaction. Of course, we have to be always very careful and we have to respect everyone, especially all these personalities mentioned in the Bhagavatam. We should not think, oh, Indra is lusty fellow. No, still he's a great personality. And he's taking darshan of Krishna. And Krishna is going to the heavenly planets. And of course, one time he stole a flower for his beloved. So he took a flower from there. He didn't steal, everything belongs to him, but he took a flower from the Parijata flower. And then he gave to Rukmini as he came back. King Indra didn't say anything at that time. One flower, no big problem. But then Satyabhama, so she became a little bit transcendentally envious. We should understand that the envy of this great personality, so that is transcendental. Their emotions are transcendental. So she became a little bit envious, transcendentally envious. We should understand that ultimately in the spiritual realm there are so many transcendental emotions as explained in the Nectar of Devotion. So the Ashta Sattvika Bhava, they are the transcendental emotions. And then permanent, of course, emotion is there, the relationship. Krishna is my son, Krishna is my beloved, Krishna is my my friend. That is known as Thai Bhav, that is permanent. Whereas the ecstatic symptoms are coming and going. And different moods may be there, known as Vyabhichari Bhav. Like becoming sad, becoming transcendentally angry, they are coming and going. So she was transcendentally jealous of Rukmini Devi. And so then she asked Krishna, why did you give this flower to Rukmini and not to me? And Krishna then, what he had to do? He's the Supreme Lord, but... So he had to please his dear Satyabhama also. So there's a Bengali proverb Prabhupada had quoted that even in this world, so even a powerful person, so sometimes he has to submit to the directions of the wife, even that is well known. Even the great Roman Emperor Julius, what was his name? Julius Caesar. And then so he was very powerful, but behind him was Cleopatra, his wife, and was also very powerful and controlling him. So similarly, even the Supreme Lord in the pastime, he becomes controlled by his devotees because of their love. So he was obliged to go back to the heavenly planet, and then he thought, only take one flower, I take the whole tree. He took the whole tree. And Lord Indra, he forgot himself. He forgot that I am the servant of Krishna. Hey, what is going on here? You cannot take this tree from here, from the heavenly planet? No. That should not go down. And then there was a little fight. And of course, Krishna put Indra in his right position and he realized. And so... then he gave the tree to Satyabhama. So the conditioned souls, so their emotions are there, but because Krishna is not in the center, so these emotions are material. So there's a very fine line between spiritual life and material life. So one has to be very careful, and one has to use one's intelligence. One has to abide by the orders of the spiritual master and act according to Guru, Sadhu and Shastra and be thoughtful and pray for the mercy of the Lord, for the mercy of Sri Guru, so that one may be properly situated and act properly, think properly, speak properly and act properly. But due to being conditioned, there's every chance that one is doing some mistake. Either mentally, verbally or physically. Therefore it is even mentioned in the scriptures that every day in the evening, that Sanatana Goswami has explained in Hari Bhakti Vilas, that in the evening before taking rest, one should beg forgiveness from the Lord. My dear Lord, if I have committed any offense towards you, towards the holy names, towards the holy abode, the Dham, towards the Vaishnavas, towards any creature of this world, kindly forgive me for this. That should be done every day, every night. And especially those who are worshipping the deities after worshipping the Lord, they have to chant the Aparada Kshama Mantra. Chanting mantras for obtaining forgiveness in the service of the Lord. So here we see... and we should learn from that the example of great personalities who are to some extent deviating on some lesser degree or a greater degree, but as described in this chapter, so there was some fighting going on, so as described in the last verses. So here, regarding to Puru Rava, so he was a great king, but then he became attracted to a heavenly damsel who had come. Swayam Agatam. Swayam means personally. Agatam. So he was not looking for any beautiful woman, but she came by the Lord's desire, the desire of the material energy. And so then he became attracted because she was coming from the heavenly realm. But as explained, she was cursed, and then so her behavior was not always completely proper, and so she had to come to this world. And so she was attracted to the great king, because he was not just an ordinary king, but he was an exalted personality and very attractive personality. And it is natural for a woman to become attracted to a handsome, qualified person. And so therefore, it is the duty of the parents to try to find a handsome, qualified person. And they should try to get the daughter married at a suitable age. Of course, in the age of Kali, it is not so easy to find handsome, qualified, good person. But still, ultimately, Krishna will arrange, so we have to depend on Krishna. And so... So she was attracted to Puru Rava, and so she approached him and expressed her desire to be with him. But then she had some conditions also, as he was ready to accept her. So that is explained in verse 22. So she is addressing him as O hero. Of course, if a woman is speaking like this to a man, that immediately, even if he's not a hero, but if a woman is saying, oh, you're such a great hero, immediately he'll feel, yes, I'm a great hero. And he'll be flattered and conquered. But both of them, of course, they were highly qualified personalities. So she was as we know, also from the heavenly planet she came, and so she was also exalted personality. So she had some conditions that shows the consciousness of an exalted personality as the demigods. They are in the mode of goodness, but still pure goodness is not possible in this material world. Only the pure devotees, they are in pure goodness. Otherwise, so the three modes of material nature are there. Mode of goodness is there, mode of passion, and mode of ignorance. And on a daily basis we can see the three modes are there. In the morning, the mode of goodness is there. During the daytime, mode of passion. And the evening time and night, mode of ignorance is there. And in one's individual life, so that can be perceived at any time, even morning time, sometimes you can see mode of passion is there, or mode of ignorance is there. Like somebody is supposed to chant japa, and then one is falling asleep. And that is mode of ignorance. And sometimes, as we have seen also here, that sometimes mode of passion is there. And just after japa, we have seen and heard some disagreement and punching each other. Mode of passion, even a sadaka, so as devotees, so that is there. The devotees are saintly, and even the brahmanas, they are dressed as Bhusurgan. Bhusurgan. Bhu means Bhumandal, the earthly planet. Bhumandal, it is a platform, earthly platform, as we know. Jambudvip is there, and we have Bharadvasa, which is part of Jambudvip, and the other dvips are there. And so, so the personalities on the higher realm, they are more qualified than on this realm. Puru Rava, so he became attracted to her, and so she was giving these conditions as mentioned here. So she was explaining, Grita me vira bhaksham syam. Bhaksham, that is means eatable. Grita means ghee. So all the preparations should be made in ghee, the eatables. And like even Prabhupada, for example, so he, when he established the deity worship, he said everything should be made in ghee. So that is first class. Whereas nowadays, in many places, you can see they're using refined oil and, of course, sometimes mustard oil. In Bengal, they will use a peanut oil. But that is not first class. First class is items made in ghee. So therefore, Prabhupada wanted for the deities, and even in the spiritual realm, everything is, practically almost everything is prepared in ghee. So even in the heavenly planets, so they're using ghee in order to make the foodstuffs. So that is considered for first class. So that was one condition which he wanted. And then the other one, that I do not want to see you naked at any time, except at the time of sexual intercourse. So that is there, the woman and the man, they should be properly dressed all the time. And so even at home, of course, even more casual dress may be there, but still proper dressing should be there, except at the time of conception, so then less cloth may be there, as explained here, but not otherwise. And so regarding that, Prabhupada is explaining, so then in the purport to text number 23, that so this is the standard of living in the heavenly planets. So there is explaining that that in regards to men and women, so they should be properly dressed. But then in the present day and age, on this platform here, in this world, so we can see that, especially in the Western world, but even so, sometimes, even here, of course, many they have come from the West, and then they introduce this in India, that being half naked in the summertime, or sometimes completely naked. And there are some places there, they go to the beach and they are completely naked. Even in Goa, in some places, so that has been introduced by some Westerners, which is not at all according to the Vedic literatures. That is highly improper. So we should try to see that we follow the rules and regulations of the Vedic literatures, of the Vaishnav culture. That is important. So the most important limbs to be followed are that we chant the holy names, the Pancha Mahatvapurna Ang, and that we hear the Bhagavatam, we worship the deities. These are most important activities. But at the same time, we have to act according to Vana and Ashram also, as much as possible. Of course, sometimes according to time, place and circumstances, some adjustments have to be made. Like Prabhupada, when he went to the West. So he was allowing men and women to come and stay in the temple. Although previously in the ashram only the men were staying, in the Gurukul, only the boys were going, and the women, they used to stay at home. But seeing time, place and circumstances, Prabhupada, he allowed the women to stay in the ashram. But then at the same time there was some separation. The women used to stay together and the men, they stayed together. Some distinction has to be there. And during class, men on one side, women the other side, or men in front and women behind. So that is proper behavior, so we should try to follow as much as possible. The proper standard of living. And in the heavenly planets, it is so there is not much transgression of that. They are more, because they are more in the mode of goodness, they are more able to follow that. But as we have just heard and read, sometimes there's fighting going on there too, and some irregularities are there, some offenses are performed. Because even although in the heavenly planets they are in the mode of goodness, But still the mode of passion is coming there, the mode of ignorance is there, although not as strong as on this planet here. So Prabhupada is explaining in the purport so that we should so that Urvashi, she had come from the heavenly planet, so she was expecting a high standard of living in regards to and then eating and behavior and speech. So in the heavenly planets usually they speak very pleasant, and as it is explained in Bhagavad Gita also that one has to control the body, the mind and the words. And regarding two words, one should speak the truth, one should recite the Vedic literatures, and one should speak sweetly in order not to offend others. But in order to be able to always act properly, one must be strongly absorbed in spiritual activities. Then only it is possible to give up the external activities or improper activities. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vishaya Vinivatate Nirahasya Dehinam Rasavasam Rasapayasva Param Drishtva Nivatate. To becoming attracted to this material world that is natural for the conditioned being. And to overcome the most material nature is very difficult. The only way is by surrendering to Sri Guru, Gauranga Krishna, by engaging in spiritual activities constantly, by chanting the holy names, by hearing about Krishna, by worshipping the spiritual master, the deities, serving the Vaishnavas, trying to be engaged with body, mind and words. And in this way, by getting a higher taste, then it is possible to give up the lower taste. But material energy is so strong, even if one is having a higher taste, sometimes it happens that the modes are so strong that one will succumb to that and act improperly, think improperly, speak improperly and act improperly. But then simply we have to continue and then beg forgiveness from the Lord, and one has to try to rectify the situation. If one is mentally seeing that my consciousness is not good, then one has to pray to the Lord, please protect me from improper thoughts. If one has spoken harshly to somebody, then he should try to beg forgiveness from that person. And so what to speak of physically not acting properly, and then one has to beg forgiveness from the devotees and even from the Lord. So we should try to have a taste for spiritual activities, for chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is the most important activity, is chanting the holy names. Japa, chanting good japa in the morning. And Prabhupada used to always say at the time of initiation, minimum 16 rounds. So if one has some extra time during the day, one should chant extra in the evening, if possible, and take part in chanting together with the other devotees. Because alone it is not possible to perform or to engage in spiritual activities. We need the help of the other devotees, of the spiritual master, and we have to pray to the Supreme Lord so we may be protected. One time Srila Prabhupada was in front of the deities, and then he was choking, and some tears were coming from the eyes. And then after, one devotee was asking Prabhupada, why are you crying? And Prabhupada was saying, I was praying to the deity, so please protect me from this material energy, because material energy is very strong. Of course, we understand that the pure devotee is always protected by Krishna, and he will not fall down. But still, he can also feel this material energy. If it is cold, it doesn't mean if one is a pure devotee, he doesn't feel cold. He will feel cold. Prabhupada was wearing also a sweater in the winter, a hat, because it is cold, he's feeling. So modes of material nature are there. He can feel. but he will not fall down. But then because he's praying, because he knows I am insignificant, and he will pray to Guru, to Gauranga, to Krishna, please protect me, please help me. He's always protected because of his devotional service, because of his love. But his feelings may come, or he's feeling this material energy also. But he's not affected because he surrendered to Krishna. So we have to try to fully surrender to Krishna. In the beginning stage, it is not possible to fully surrender, but we should try to be fully surrendered. We should try to be humble. We should try to have full faith. And by doing that, our consciousness becomes purified, our senses become purified. And then we become more able to remain situated on the transcendental platform. But always we have to be careful. Unless we are fully liberated, we always have to be very careful, especially of our own consciousness, the mind, the false ego, material consciousness, material intelligence, material mind. So these are the enemies are within that we have to understand, not without, not outside. The enemies of the living entity, of the jiva, of the embodied being, of the conditioned soul, the sadhaka, are coming from their own consciousness. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya, lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness and envy. So we have to try to become free from that. We have to try to tolerate and beg the mercy from Sri Guru, Hari Guru Vaishnav, so we can overcome our faulty consciousness, or our then due to that. And usually, if the consciousness is not pure, if impurities are there, then the speaking will not be pure, and then the activities will also not be pure. So in a conditioned state, so we have to tolerate our own conditioned state, and we have to beg the Lord for mercy, and we have to try to become more and more advanced by taking shelter of the process with determination. Utsan nishchadarya tatta karma pravatanat sangat tyagasato vrite sadbir bhaktir prasiddhati. So by always being enthusiastic despite all difficulties, by being fixed that I have to attain perfection no matter what, and by being tolerant and patient, we have to be very patient. It will take time to become completely perfect. And always we have to engage in these spiritual activities. Shavanam, kirtanam, vishnusmaranam, parasevanam, achanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmani, vedanam. And give up unwanted association. Sangat tyagat means of materialistic persons. Even amongst the devotees. So we respect all devotees. But those who are not properly situated, those who are offensive towards others, those who are too materialistic, so we should try to, still we respect them, but we should try to remain aloof from their association. But we should associate with satovrite, those who are highly advanced, the pure devotees, the advanced devotees who are completely absorbed in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. And by being in their association, then we will greatly benefit. Prema bhakti yaoite avidya vinashayate. In the association of the pure devotees, then the rays of Krishna prema will come to us, and then our ignorance will be destroyed. And then we'll be able to advance nicely in spiritual life. Therefore it is mentioned, sadhu sanga sarva shastra koi, elava mada sadhu sanga sarva siddhi hoi. So that is one of the limbs of devotional service, is sadhu sangha, association of the saintly devotees. Otherwise there's every chance of falling down, either mentally, vocally or physically. Every second we have to try to surrender. One time Prabhupada was on the Vyasasan, and he was saying, every second you have the choice You can go this way or you can go that way. You surrender to Krishna or you look towards Maya. So every second we have the choice. Every second we have to make a conscious effort. Krishna, Krishna. I have to serve Krishna, I have to remember Krishna, I have to glorify Krishna. So in the association of the devotees, it is easier to remain fixed. And when we are in Kirtan, we are protected. When we are hearing Krishna Katha, then we are protected. When we are serving what the other devotees, we are protected. And as soon as we are, and then we can practically see, Kirtan is there in the temple, we go outside and the Maya is there. Even the Holy Dham is there, transcendental abode of the Lord. But there's a covering there. The modes of material nature are there. There's a covering of the Holy Dham. So then you go outside immediately, then you can see many materialistic persons also coming to the Holy Dham. Even sometimes you can see you do parikrama of Vrindavan or Govardhan on Purnima Tithi, auspicious day, and people are doing parikrama, and then many times they come and they have the mobile, and then they have some Bollywood songs also doing parikrama. They will get some benefit but not full benefit. And so even in the Holy Dham, so you can see materialistic persons are coming, and then the consciousness is there, and then and because of own weakness also, beautiful woman is there, and then the conditioned soul, very quickly he can become attracted. Oh, such a beautiful woman is there. The eyes will go there. So then we have to control. So in the association of the devotees it is easier. So we should try to be as much as possible in the association of the devotees. And then we have to pray at other times, because sometimes we have to walk alone here and there. And then we have to chant the holy names, take shelter of the holy names, and pray to Guru Gauranga and Krishna. And especially if our morning program is strong, then we will be protected. And even if difficulties are there, we can overcome the difficulties. So, otherwise, the situation will be just like Puru Rava's situation. So, and then there is some delay in attaining perfection. So we have to be always enthusiastic and positive, and at the same time we have to be also careful that we are not swayed away by the external energy, the three modes of material nature. And so an important point also, so try to be in the mode of goodness. As we can see here, and the demigods in mode of goodness, even the saintly persons, they're in mode of goodness, or they're transcendentally situated. But in order to become transcendentally situated, we have to be in the mode of goodness. And we have to know what is the mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. And we have to try to see that our environment, our living, our eating, our thinking, our speaking, our acting is a mode of goodness. That is very important. So, otherwise we will not be able to be, see, to come to the transcendental platform, Vishuddha Sattva, pure goodness. In order to come to pure goodness, we have to be in the mode of goodness. Then we can come to pure goodness. So that we have to also see that we can be always in the mode of goodness in every way. So I'll stop here. If there's some question, you can have one or two questions. What's for breakfast? Well, we have some cookies here, if there are no questions. Yes, and Krishna consciousness, everything is very sweet, because Krishna is sweet. And we start the Bhagavatam also sweet by chanting Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. That is very sweet, most sweet. Krishna's pastimes are there. And then during the class, we try to have the name of Krishna as much as possible, give some pastimes about Krishna. And we should end with a sweet note also. And for that we have some prasadam. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.